Peru's earthquake damage includes ministries. Hurricane Dean swipes the Caribbean and menaces Mexico, but believers are ready. And a Christian satellite outreach opens the doors to the Arab world with humor. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the world watches Hurricane Dean churn toward Mexico, Peru continues to count the cost from last week's magnitude 8 earthquake. More than 500 people died, 80,000 left homeless. David and Evelyn Stone are missionaries with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, and they just returned from an assessment trip to Ica, the hardest hit area.
50% of the houses in Ica have been affected by the earthquake. We have about 15 churches in that area. And we found 3 churches majorly destroyed and need to be rebuilt. Other churches have just small sections that have fallen.
Looting's a problem and relief supply trucks are being robbed. ABWE made it through. Stone says the supplies they provided opened doors for outreach.
We were in the center of 6 houses that had all fallen and passed out supplies. A Peruvian pastor stood there and preached the gospel. And people will be saved through this without a doubt.
Stone says funding is needed to help rebuild churches and homes. Go to our website to help. Next, hunger, thirst, and disease threaten the survivors of Peru's earthquake. A team from HCJB Global Hands arrived in the quake zone to provide medical assistance, supplies, and counseling to help. HCJB's Sheila Leach is part of a team sent over the weekend to Ica at Samaritan's Purse request.
We have a family practitioners. We have a plastic surgeon. We have an internal medicine doctor. We have 2 general surgeons, one who has extensive experience in trauma and orthopedics. We also have an emergency doctor, emergency room doctor, and an intensive care doctor.
As far as ministry goes, she says pray
that really we would be used as efficiently as possible and that we will be as effective as we can possibly be, and that we will show through our presence and through our medical interventions the love of Christ even in this tragic situation, that there is a God who cares, and hopefully that we can be the hands and voice of Jesus in this situation in Ica, Peru.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Hurricane Dean now threatens to wreak havoc in Mexico. Computer models predict that the storm could arrive as a Category 5 after having a deadly swipe at Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. World Vision strategically positioned relief supplies in Haiti and the Dominican Republic and have staff on the ground responding. With 50,000 sponsored children on the island of Hispaniola, the team's now acting as the hands and feet of Christ and thanking the Lord for safety. Meanwhile, humor is one way to open the door to people's hearts. Sat7's doing just that by airing a new lighthearted sitcom this fall that features an ordinary family. The scriptwriter is a well-known Christian actor and singer who highlights the fact that every situation can be looked at from many perspectives. Sat7 hopes this, like their other ministries, will build bridges with people of other faiths by attracting weekly viewers. Pray that viewers will begin to connect with Christianity as they tune in regularly. And there are many military families struggling through life while their spouses are deployed. International Bible Society Send the Light Ministries has a Bible just for them. Finding Hope Beyond the Battle contains 13 testimonies from military spouses about how God brought them through difficult times. Chuck Adams, a retired military chaplain, says,
at the end of each story, there are 4 scripture references with page numbers to direct the reader into scripture to help them, encourage them with the problem they're dealing with.
For example, people can deal with anger if their spouse is deployed more than once. Adams wants to reach many with the gospel for the first time.
We are hoping to draw these family members who are not normally believers or Bible readers into the Word of God.
The Bible's going to be released tomorrow. Funding allows the first copy to be available for free and available through any Army chaplain. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.